Right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I'm a couple of minutes late. I'll blame it on the weather. Welcome to tonight's planning meeting. My name is Councillor White, John White, and I'm the chairman, and on my left is my vice chairman, Councillor Heaney. The other councillors who are members of this committee are sitting at the tables on each side of the room, and the committee is going to debate and vote on the applications in front of us, although there is a slight amendment which I'll come to in a moment. On my left and right are tendering district council officers, both planners and solicitors. This is a formal committee, and it's important that the committee members can hear the presentations and the debate, and therefore I'd very much appreciate it if you do remain quiet and don't interrupt the speakers. The order of business tonight for the planning applications is that the officer will give a presentation. That will then be followed by public speaking. If people have asked already, there will be somebody for, somebody against, anybody from the ward or from the ward, and anybody from the parish. And then the officer will comment on any questions that are raised in those speeches. And then finally, committee members will ask questions and debate the application and hopefully finally vote on it. I should add that this meeting is being recorded by the council. Tonight's agenda is a very long one, and the Constitution calls for it to finish at 10 o'clock. But if it means you and ourselves coming back at the follow-up meeting tomorrow, I intend to allow the meeting to go on till 11 o'clock, until hopefully we have taken the full agenda. Now, there is one further item, and I just touched on it to say that there is one amendment to the published agenda. I'm going to call on Head of Planning just to tell us it's on item A2 on your agenda.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, it's come to light since the agenda was published that actually there's an outstanding highways objection in relation to A2, the proposal at Jaywick Lane in Clacton-on-Sea. It wasn't something that we could resolve properly today, particularly given that in the published agenda we'd indicated there was no objection. And so my advice to the Chair was I felt it'd be better to withdraw it from tonight's agenda. I have spoken to the applicant's agent. I'm afraid it was very late in the day. It was this evening when I arrived here. I had left a message during the day, but had been unable to contact him. So apologies for that, Chair, through you. But I think that is the best course of action.